Bernie Pleskov joins us, former Major League Scout, a very well-respected writer for MLB.com. And, Bernie, nice to have you here.
Marty, thank you for having me. It's good to be here. Thank you.
Oh, nice to see you. All right, going back, last night was one of those games, I think, for everybody in the press box, everybody around the world who followed the game got into that eighth inning. And a lot of stuff happened before the eighth inning that, led up to that, which is part of a game. But, boy, in that eighth inning, very exciting moment here in the ballpark.
You know, Marty, right before it happened, I tweeted out, this is the ball game. And, you know, it was pretty obvious this was the ball game. And, you know, you could sit here and second guess all you want. Paul Goldschmidt still had to hit the ball, and he hit the ball out of the park. It's one of those things that happens. We're going to talk about it for a long, long time. But, you know, you look at it, you look at the good decisions Bochy has made over the years, and you look at Affelt on the mound. You know, it happens. You go on with it, and life goes on. It was a great game. It was uplifting for the crowd here. I've been here a long time. I've never heard a crowd response like that at Chase Field.
Wow. And that goes back to the World Series days,
too? Yeah, it was amazing. You know, it was just a different type. It was an eruption.
Yeah.
You know, because it was so, a right field. It was an oppo-boppo.
Yeah.
You know, it went to right field. How often do you see Goldschmidt do that?
And you know, again, not to belabor this thing because there's another game today, but at that moment everyone was tense.
Yeah.
And everyone, this is why we love baseball, it unfolded so slowly.
Yeah.
A couple of pitches here and then all of a sudden you're sitting there saying, I don't believe what I just saw.
Yeah.
And how did that happen? So that's honestly why we love the game pretty much.
It really was different. It was different, you know, and I wouldn't want to be on the losing side of it, but part of that says this is a great game. This shows you how wonderful our game is. And last night was one of the best games I've seen in a long, long time.
Yeah.
The pitching was outstanding. You know, Kane started out. He couldn't find his command. He was getting squeezed. You know, he had a couple words with the umpire. It didn't go well in the first inning. But what a competitor. He came right back, and he threw beautifully the rest of the game. Well, I'll tell you, that curveball, the breaking stuff that he throws, and he's been doing it for a long time. There are no secrets and no surprises out there. He threw a great game.
Yeah, he did. Bernie Pleskov is with us. He writes for MLB.com and, let's say, a former Major League Scout. Bernie, baseball in general. And that, again, last night's game, if you put that in October,
yeah,
and if that was game two of the NLCS, you'd say, my God, we got to come back tonight. The momentum has turned and all that, but with 101 to go, you got to keep a perspective.
Exactly. It's one game, Marty.
Yeah,
it's
where it is. But it's, look, Arizona's got a guy who's lifting them, and you need someone like that when you win a pennant to do it, and Goldschmidt is doing it. All right, what's going on in baseball? We got a lawsuit going on, baseball suing Biogenesis for interference with contracts. I always wondered, how did baseball pull this thing off with this? How do they sue them? Well, how do they have standing to sue them and being a lawyer? Because the baseball has contracts with the players, and they're accusing Biogenesis of scheming to violate those contracts, and that's the way they got them in court to use the subpoena power. But a lot going on in baseball. You have some thoughts.
Let's put that behind us because that's not, you know, that's beyond my pay grade. I'm not the attorney. I'm the scout. And look, from a scout's perspective, here's what I see. I see the game changing, and I think it's changing rapidly, Marty. I think we're becoming very, very heavy on pitching now. The pitchers are bigger, they're stronger, they're throwing faster. My goodness, it's nothing now for a guy to throw 100 miles an hour. And you know the saying that chicks love the long ball? Well, it's true.
I've heard that.
And you know what?
I've heard that.
They're not seeing as many of those long balls.
The fake Ray Fossey says that all the time.
You know, it's an issue, Marty. It's an issue that has to be dealt with at some level. I don't know how you do it. But fans like offense. You know, you and I are baseball purists, and the fans out there listening to us are baseball purists. People who come to the game, maybe go to 1, 2, 3 games a year, they want to see the roof cave in. They want to see Goldschmidt hit that home run last night. They don't want to see a nothing-to-nothing game. And that's my concern, Marty, is that we have switched this so much from the offense-heavy game to now the pitching-heavy game that we have to strike a balance. In the last few Major League Baseball drafts, there have been very few I would say less than five first baseman drafted in the last 10 years. That's an amazing statistic.
Wow, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, maybe let's say 7 years.
All right, Bernie, what I see, and I've said this on the show before, a lot more strikeouts from starting pitchers.
Yes.
Dylan G, no walks, 9 strikeouts. You got these no walks, double-digit strikeout games, the most I've seen in a while. Are hitters just not up to it? Are these pitchers taking advantage of them?
No.
Everyone trying to hit it out? What's going on? Why are strikeouts up now?
The difference is the cutter, Marty. It's that late break on the cutter, which, by the way, bothers the elbows of pitchers, and I think you're going to see a change in that as well. But hitters are set up now much better than they were before. You've got fastball in, fastball out, fastball up, fastball down. That's the way we used to pitch. Now it's cutter, 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 fastball. And it's very tough to hit a breaking ball. What got you and me and everybody listening out of Little League, and we're not professional baseball players? The only thing that did it was the breaking ball, Marty. We could hit a fastball. We just couldn't hit anything with a wrinkle on it. And these guys are seeing it every at-bat. They're seeing these big breaking balls, the Zito breaking ball type pitch. But that's nothing anymore. It's the cutter that's coming in on their hands. It's the Mariano Rivera cutter. And by the way, they should be hitting right-handed hitters instead of left-handed hitters against Rivera, because that cutter is just lethal. That's what's doing it, in my opinion, Mark.
No, it's a good point, Bernie. Cahill, Bumgarner tonight. And we've seen Bumgarner. He's didn't have a great May. Believe me, a lot of his stats are built on his first month of April. He struggled a little bit, just keeping up with those good stats. Cahill is a guy, and we saw him at Oakland for so many years, a sinker ball pitcher. How do you like this matchup tonight?
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Cahill. I've seen a lot of him, and you'll know it right away. You'll know it in the first inning, because he hasn't gotten out of the first inning cleanly all year long. He's struggled in the first inning. If Cahill does not keep the ball down, if the ball does not sink, in this particular ballpark, Chase Field, he will get clobbered. So he has got to keep the ball down. And once he does that, they'll pound it into the ground. And, you know, your club is fast, so they can beat some of those. And ground balls always find holes, too. They're not always in the gloves of players. But I'll tell you, Cahill is a very good pitcher, but he's inconsistent. And once you get past Corbin in this rotation, Marty, that's my concern about the Diamondbacks, is the inconsistency start to start. You know, when you've got a guy like Kane, you know what you're going to get when you go out there. When Vogelsong, but he's going to give you a good quality start,
I think. Bumgarner, you hope.
I'll take him any day.
I know, but the problem with this ball club this year is you don't know what you're going to get from start to start. Now, they're starting to click in a little bit this week. It's looking a little better. Bumgarner's got a big game tonight. You want to see him build on what the others have done, and Godin as well tomorrow, and then flip it over, and then you get Lincecum and Zito again in Pittsburgh. By the way, Garrett Cole's going to pitch.
Yeah, Garrett Cole throws 100, by the way.
Right, the number one guy for the Pirates is coming up for the minor leagues for his major league debut Tuesday. Francisco Liriano, the lefty from Minnesota, is pitching great for Pittsburgh.
Yes, he is.
That's on Wednesday. We don't even know who's going to pitch Thursday. So it's incumbent upon the Giants to pitch well. But I want to ask you about their hitting.
Let me go back and tell you that every one of these games is worth two games in the standings.
Yeah.
You know, you lose one, you win one, and you break even. That's how you want to get out of here. But if you lose two here, you walk out of here 4.5 back. You lose three, you're 5.5 back, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. That's an issue.
Yeah, no, especially this time of year. You don't want to go 8 back.
Exactly.
All right. Now, what do you see? You've been a longtime Major League scout. Yeah. You write for MLB.com 4 times a week now. What do you see in the Giants' offense?
Well, you know, this is this is the same offense that won the World Series the last 2 years, Marty. They find a way to win. They just didn't do it last night. This is a club that's going to put pressure on you all the time. They may not hit the long ball. I was on your show earlier in April, and you asked me who the difference. Who's the guy that has to play for the Giants? It's Hunter Pence. You know what you're going to get from Sandoval. I saw him out here 4 hours before the game yesterday. Sandoval taking early batting practice. Hunter Pence last night hit a ball with a half a swing that was at the wall. He swings full on that ball and it's gone. He is a good hitter. He can take this club for a month and put it on his back, or he can go into the dumper.
Well,
Pence is critical.
I'd like to see him put it on his back for a month, because I've seen Pence, I've seen Sandoval do it, I've seen Posey do it. Pence is having a nice season.
He's got to do
but
it.
But I've yet to see him be the guy.
Yes.
And that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for someone.
Well, Marty, you're right.
To be the guy.
You're right. He has got to be the guy, though, because you know what you're going to get from Sandoval. And I'd like to see Posey step up, too, to tell you the truth. But if you can get Pence hot, and I've seen him hot when I was with Houston, if you get him on that roll, it's going to be tough to get him off.
All right. Bernie Pleskov with us. Bernie, very quickly, if you had to handicap this division right now, you don't have to go through the analysis of every team. Who do you think is going to win this division?
I think the Giants are going to win the division. I think Diamondbacks are going to fall short. And let me tell you why. I don't like to just tell you I think this is going to happen. And let me tell you why. Unless they get protection for Paul Goldschmidt, they're going to be in trouble. Because nobody's going to pitch the ball Paul Goldschmidt anymore. You know, everybody went to school last night on this play, Marty. They saw what you and I saw and all of the people listening to us saw. You don't have to pitch to him. There's nobody behind him or ahead of him that's going to beat you until the Martin Prados start eating it up, and they're not doing it. So why would I pitch to Goldschmidt? I will not.
Well, that's what we asked Bruce Bochy.
Yeah,
that's the question for him.
And that's going to be the problem.
All right. Hey, Bernie, thanks as always. Always.
Thank you, sir.
Fun to see you, and we'll follow you on MLB.com.
At Bernie Pleskov. I hope you guys follow me tonight at Bernie Pleskov. We always talk during the games. We have a good time with
it.
Thank
Twitter.
You. On Twitter, at Bernie Pleskov.
All right, Bernie, thanks so much. All right.